We've officially reached the end of the gauntlet. There was a 20-game stretch that we all talked about going into it, in which the Royals were going to have to face what was presumed to be, and pretty much was at the time, 85% playoff teams, with every single team at least being in the hunt for the postseason. They wrapped it up against the Yankees last night, and what I would call a really good fight between two good baseball teams, in which the Royals did not come out victorious. But a reminder, that was a 9-game stretch with all three teams in the playoffs. Actually, a 12-game stretch because Houston's in the playoffs. Oh, no, actually a 16-game stretch because it's every team. Every single team is actively in the playoffs and actually ahead of the Royals in the standings. They went 9-11. I came out of that stretch feeling what I felt after that game last night. The Royals can hang. And I know that that's a tough thing to hear after they lost a close game in which they threw out Urseg, burned Bubic, maybe hurt their chance to win on Friday. Who knows? They have an off day today, so probably not. But they 0-11 with runners in scoring position, and they had to throw out their whole bag of tricks and came up short. But they can hang. They came out of that series far different than when I felt in the middle of the summer. They came out of that gauntlet 9-11. And honestly, I feel pretty good about the Royals as a result of that.
As we said, after a win yesterday, or 2 days ago, we mentioned that, hey, that if you were still hanging on and wanted to see him do it against the Yankees, the win helps. I think last night, even in a losing effort, does help to your point a little bit. That was a gut punch still for me, even though this team's going to make the playoffs.
Just an annoying loss.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're living and dying by every pitch. It gets to extra innings, of course, and just the way that ended up playing out, that was just a really tough one. Like, you felt like you had it. You were that close. Things were going really well for you throughout the game. And you did it in a night where Cole Reagans, I think he would admit, wasn't his best. He had 7 strikeouts, but you know, it just took one hit to change. Juan Soto's an incredible baseball player. We know this. He's going to get like $300 million in the offseason or whatever, probably from the Yankees. So that is going to happen, and it could happen in the postseason as well. But Tommy Pham, we mentioned him yesterday. Once again, the guy got on base 4 times yesterday. They have a real leadoff hitter right now, and you got to hope this momentum of him continues for the next month. That's got to be a month plus, I guess, if you're really getting optimistic about what this playoff run
can be. And look, the issues with the Royals still exist. Like, I think that what we found out is Freddie Fermin or DeYoung were playing a good amount of baseball. Now they're having to play a lot more baseball, and as a result of that, sometimes you can get exposed.
Yeah. Well, MJ was in the fourth spot last night, and that just was not working.
Yeah, and they're trying. They seem to be cycling back and forth between righties and lefties in the cleanup spot that they think if there's a pitching matchup, that's what they're going to have to do. Truth is, that's what they're going to have to do early in the playoffs. J.J. Piccolo had told us the timeline on Vinny's injury. He said 6 weeks. The original deadline was 6 to 8 weeks. In speaking to Vinny, I don't know, like maybe around the surgery time. I think everyone's still just like, please let it be 6 weeks. I don't think we'll know until we get closer.
I think you just have to approach it as if he's not going to be part of this thing.
Because like at best, it would be they'd need to be in the ALCS, and then maybe Vinny would be available to come back to this team. Which means you're going to have to kind of mix and match in there. The way to win last night is the same way they won the game 2 days ago and almost won the game last night. Cole Reagans with 6 innings, allowed 2 earned runs, and then they showed their hand, I thought, a little bit. They treated it like a playoff game a little bit. Rather than trust some other guy had it in the bullpen that day, they did 2 innings of Urseg, followed by, they were trying to pitch, 2 innings of Chris Bubic. They're telling you they trust exactly 2 members of the Royals bullpen.
Of course. That's what
and if they're in a desperate way, no. If they're in a desperate way to try to get a win, that is their active plan. The only thing that throws the wrinkle in that, as I told you in the first series, who out of their starting rotation do they trust to just like pump it 95 for an inning or 2 innings? Like Brady Singer. Do they trust Brady Singer in like the 6th or the 7th?
He might be the name.
To toss 2 innings to get it to Lucas Urseg? Because in reality, for them to win a lot of playoff games, I don't think there's a... Like, Vern told us yesterday, I think this is what's true. I don't think there's a way in which it's the... They're at 88 pitches, and the harder the order is coming up in the 7th inning, and Cole Reagans is on the mound. A lot of teams in baseball, I think, go to their 3 bullpen arms they trust, and they don't let them see the 3rd time through the order. They don't let them see Soto and Judge and all these guys again. That is the opposite of how the Royals will have to treat it. Well, it's just going to have to be their starters.
Some of it, of course, a lot of it is because of the bullpen. A lot of it also, though, is because their starters are clearly their strength of the team, and their starters, you know, two All-Stars, and the other one, Michael Wacha, has been phenomenal. And I'm with you. I think if this ends up being a divisional series and all of a sudden you're talking about a seven-game series, then, of course, Brady Singer's not coming out of the bullpen unless it's game seven and somehow like you're all hands on deck kind of thing. But in a three-game series, yeah, I think Brady Singer or depending on the health of some, you know, someone like Michael Lorenzen, maybe that's somebody that comes out of the bullpen and gives you an extra inning or two. But we know who the horses are in the bullpen. We know if they need multiple innings or big timeouts, who that individual is going to be. It's going to be Urseg, it's going to be Bubich, and then it's going to be Sam Long. And Sam Long's still been pretty inconsistent at times, too. I know he's shown plenty of moments, but it's those three, really those two, Bubich and Urseg, that you feel good about. And last night, you know, at some point, like, what, you don't put that one on Bubich. Ultimately, it's extra innings. It's already a runner on second. He'd already given you an inning, and they were able to get a runner over to third very quickly and put him in a spot where all they didn't really need much there in the bottom of the 11th inning.
Yeah, and that's the tough part about it. They had, again, same thing. They were 0-11 with runners in scoring position. Had that gone differently, they might have lost the thing in 10 if Dairon Blanco didn't just personally create a run by stealing third, and then a pass ball meant an immediate run for him. And look, if MJ had just made a better throw in the bottom of the 10th on the tag-up play, maybe they win that game too. That's the way this goes a lot of times, but like I still come out of that. Again, look, it's not being hyperbolic. It's not being, oh, what was that stretch? We're not overplaying what that stretch was. There is, and I promise you, I could look through every single schedule in Major League Baseball. Let's not waste our time. There has not been a more difficult 20-game stretch in anyone's schedule in all of Major League Baseball than the one that the Royals just faced. Every single one is a playoff team. You have the Astros and the Yankees and the Guardians twice and the Phillies as all division leaders. Some of them would currently have a bye. The only non-bye team is the Twins, and the only reason you're ahead of them is because you beat them. So, like, I mean, every single team they faced was a murderer's row of teams. And they came out of it 9-11, which means, can they hang with the best teams in baseball? Yeah, they're 500 against them, like most people.
That, and if we just change the timing of everything around, it's amazing how that, you know, timing is everything and how people feel about a certain team. We know they had the long losing streak during this.
And lost best player, fourth
and
best
lost,
player,
whatever. Yeah, they lost Vinny, obviously. And you think about that was at the beginning of the stretch. They finished it much stronger. They got back on track, but you reverse it. Like if we would have been talking about them ending this gauntlet on a 7-game losing streak right now, we'd have a completely different feel. Even if I told you the standings were the exact same, it'd be
because if they were 11 and two, or no, they were, let's say they get zero wins. So they were 9-4 or whatever, and then lost 7 in a row. Yeah, I'd feel pretty terrible.
You know, so
I'd feel pretty bad.
But it's what timing's everything for just how we view this team and where they're at. And someone texted in earlier about Bobby Wood Jr. as well. I don't think anybody's. Yeah, he had a rough night. I think everybody's. We've seen enough of Bobby Wood Jr. Throughout the season that I don't think anybody's worried that he won't get rolling again. I think he's gonna be just fine. I think he's going to be just fine.
If there's
that pitcher, what's his name? Had his number last night. The reliever that came in, that was really impressive.
Easiest time of all time to wash away.
Oh, of course.
Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah.
And they have an off day today. They're not worried about that. They get the Pirates this weekend on the road. Of course, the game's right here on 96.5, the Fan, your home for the Royals.